All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to talk about inflation and the fact that it's climbed 8.5% in March, the highest rate since 1981. Let's see, 1981, I was 28 years old. I was a baby. And that takes, so this is taking me back to the Jimmy Carter years. And those of us who have been around and were around during that time, you know, you realize just what a blip that was, you know, in this nation's history, and just how that was something that you would think would never, ever occur or happen again. And the reason I fear so much what the outcome of the midterms are going to be is that 8.5% inflation, is destroying everything. And, you know, I don't know, Sam, are you starting to notice that food has cost more?
Honestly, because it's been happening for so long, I don't try to look at the prices, if I'm honest. Like, I know that sounds privileged, and my parents do help me, luckily. So, like, I am very, right, I guess, privileged. But, yeah, like, it's harder and harder to fill up a cart for groceries and everything.
I am telling you that it's just my wife and I and the young man Jamari that we're raising. And I got to tell you, man, the cost of food, you know, if you are a family of four or five, you know, three or four, the cost of food is getting to be, you know, where you have to take a look at the box. I'm the kind of person who I always, every now and then, you know, I'd like to have a steak. Every now and then. And I probably am down as a guy who's been exclusively, for the most part, a meat eater most of my life, being a carnivore. I was always a guy who, when we went to the store, the meat section was where I hung out, you know. And so I could, you know, could reasonably buy some really nice steaks. Would go to Sam's Club and get four or five steaks. And that would cost me about $25, but they were the top of the line steaks. So I went there the other day to get four or five steaks. They were $55. And I'm like, I almost put them back. But I really wanted a steak, so, yeah. But I mean, that is just pricing out so many people who can't afford to do that, and I don't know. Something is telling me that we're at the grocery store more than we should be, and the cost associated with those things are starting to be a problem. You know, I said the other day, last Sunday evening, I filled my tank up $67. As I was coming to work this morning, my tank is almost empty. What has it been? What's today? Wednesday, Sunday? So it's another $67. Well, I'm not, you know, listen, I'm not a mathematician, but I can put $67 together twice And I'm starting to see that within a week's time, I'm going to be spending $150 for gasoline. So if you do that, multiply that by 4 weeks in the month, $600 for gasoline alone. Well, $600 is a car note. So, I mean, we are in a difficult, difficult time. There's no question whatsoever about it. And I know historically we're not going to come out of this overnight. And there's going to be a lot of pain. And so Democrats are going to take the brunt of it. And whether you're a Democrat or not, the Republicans are reveling in this. They're rubbing their hands together and they're saying, oh, wow, let's keep this going. Let's keep the pain going so people will think that we're going to come and make some significant changes to what's happening in this country. That'll never be the case. But if you've got people who are struggling and who know how painful things have become for them and there is no easy way out, they're going to be looking to change the dynamic and the paradigm of what they believe happened. And if the narrative continues to be that it's because Democrats spent too much and it's because of Joe Biden and Democratic policies because all they want to do is spend, which is a narrative that has been out there forever with Republicans. And then you have people who have voted Democrat and a kind of in the middle because they're not Democrats, but they're that portion, that minority who flip-flops. Well, they're going to be switching over. And I am really, really concerned about Republicans getting back in charge of things. Prices in the United States climbed at the highest rate since 1981. Rising 8.5% over the year to the end of March as the war in Ukraine drove up energy costs for Americans. Now, that clearly states that the war in Ukraine is kind of behind all of this. Now, but that's in Politico, which is not a right-leaning, periodical. It's you know, more in the middle. But they clearly are explaining what happened. The latest consumer price index, which measures the prices of a basket of goods and services, comes after the index rose 7.9% in the year through February, the fastest pace of annual inflation in 40 years, driven up by continuing supply chain problems, soaring demand, and rising energy prices. Inflation is now at levels unseen in the United States since Ronald Reagan. And I remember the Ronald Reagan years, man, so clearly, because it was at that point in time when Ronald Reagan came into prominence that I really started focusing on and paying attention to politics. You know, I was not a person who spent a lot of time in my younger years, looking at politics and those kinds of things. But Ronald Reagan and his reign forced me to start looking at what was taking place. And I look, if it wasn't for Ronald Reagan and his years, I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing right now. I can honestly say that because watching what happened under Ronald Reagan and the Republicans changed my whole view on our nation, on the world, and I realized just what kind of trouble we were going to be in. Now, even though they continue to pat Ronald Reagan on the back and they're trotting his name back out again and saying, oh, look, this is what the great Ronald Reagan did. Well, truth of the matter is what the great Ronald Reagan did was at the time Ronald Reagan came into power in this nation, America was the highest creditor nation in the entire world. back in the early 80s. The number one creditor nation on earth was the United States. But in those years that Ronald Reagan was in office, when he left office, we became the number one debtor nation in the world. And you, if you ask Republicans that, they'd never tell you that. They'd never explain what Ronald Reagan did and what took place in his leadership. They'll tell you all the great things he did. But he took us from a creditor nation to a debtor nation. And we've been there ever since. So, you know, we are headed down a path that is going to be so horrible and horrific. And I don't know anything that can be done to change that. So we're headed down that path. What do we do? Because I do know, again, going back to those years, I know how long it took for us to recover as a nation. And it didn't happen overnight. And this is not, the recovery is not going to happen overnight. So for those who are fortunate enough and able to withstand the pain that is coming, and for those who did not live at a time that they ever had to experience this pain, get ready. Buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a bad time, a horrible time in this country, because it's going to be a global recession. And man, I could just, my heart bleeds for people who know this is coming or may not know that it's coming and are not going to have any safety nets. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I wish I can give you some positive news on this, but I can't because it's not there. We'll be right back.